तुम्हें क्या लगा मैं वापस नहीं आऊँगा? हाँ, वेलकम बैक टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ सिंपल स्पोकन इंग्लिश। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू फोकस ऑन लिसनिंग प्रैक्टिस नंबर 5। सो इफ यू आर लुकिंग टू इम्प्रूव योर इंग्लिश लिसनिंग स्किल्स, यू हैव कम टू द राइट प्लेस। बट बिफोर वी बिगिन, इफ यू आर इंटरेस्टेड इन सेल्फ इम्प्रूवमेंट पॉडकास्ट, सर्च सोल माइटी ऑडियो लेक्चर्स ऑन यूट्यूब एंड यू वोंट बी डिसअपॉइंटेड। So the spelling would be SOULMIGHTY SPACE AUDIO SPACE LECTURES, and email us at bizwithabhi@gmail.com for collabs or business talks. It's bizwithabhi@gmail.com. All right, let's dive into our simple spoken English listening paragraph. So listen carefully and see if you can answer these questions that follow. So here is the paragraph. Tommy and Lisa were walking in the park when they saw a group of kids playing soccer. It means football, by the way. Tommy used to play soccer in high school, so he started telling Lisa about his favorite soccer team. Lisa wasn't really into sports, but she listened to Tommy talk about the team's winning streak and their star player. As they continued walking, Lisa spotted a small bird sitting on a branch. She pointed it out to Tommy and they both stopped to watch the bird for a few minutes before continuing their walk. Okay, so now you can take your time for a while. You can listen to it again. And it's time for the questions. So the first one, here goes. What were Tommy and Lisa doing in the park? What did Tommy talk about? And what did Lisa point out to Tommy? So I just want you to not look at the para or not refer to the para when answering these questions. So when you just listened to the paragraph, you got some of the idea of what these guys were doing, right? So now, when the question is being asked to you, I just want you to close your eyes, or you can keep it open anyway, doesn't matter. But you just let the answer come. You don't need to go back to the para again to find out what they did. So it's all about your listening practice, your attentiveness, right? So this can be a helpful way to improve your listening skills. We will be bringing more paragraphs and conversations that will help you improve your listening practice. And I just want you to do your own practices as well. So these are some sample conversations that I'm sharing with you guys to give you a glimpse of how you can do your listening practices at home and why it's not mandatory for you to have somebody else to improve your English. It's simple. You can be your own partner, your own supporter in improving your communication skills, and all you need is the right path to choose. So I'll be providing you with the path to choose, or with the steps that can help you go toward the right path. And that's what matters the most. If you stay consistent with that, I assure you that you will definitely get better results in terms of communication, fluency and confidence. So we hope you found that listening practice helpful. Remember, the more you practice, the better your listening skills will become. Join us next time for another episode of Simple Spoken English. See ya.